The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Yeah. I'm going to try that that pepperoni ranch thing. I think
there you go.
Mixing the pepperoni grease with the ranch dressing.
Yeah.
Tried a pizza in New York, and it was mozzarella, basil, a lot of oregano, pepperoni, and a honey that was steeped in red peppers, the pizza peppers.
Okay.
That's become like a big thing now, spicy honey.
Spicy honey. It was like, I think it was much like how people feel about the peanut butter wing at Fire Wings, where at first you're like, oh, that does not sound great at all. Holy crap. Yeah. It was really good. Joining us right now.
Back to you.
Kings Insider, Sacktown Sports, Brendan Nunes. Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing well. I had not heard of these peanut butter wings. They sound, I guess I'll go with interesting.
Okay, and that's a very natural, even though they're a sponsor, be honest, and we appreciate that. It's a very natural reaction.
That was mine.
They're award-winning, by the way. Wing of the year, by the way, at least once. I would say that this is what I try to explain to people so they understand the flavor combination, because I think a lot of people think of, like, a chicken wing, like a drumstick dipped in peanut butter.
Right.
That's 100% not the case. Have you ever had, like, an Asian chicken salad where the dressing is like soy sauce mixed with, it's like a peanut soy dressing?
I kind of know what you're talking about.
That's what the flavor profile is. It's a peanut and peanut and soy go, they go really, really well together. And that's kind of the, and there's a little bit of spice on top of it as well. It's very layered, Brendan, much like your articles.
Oh yeah. Maybe I'll get there eventually. Have you guys heard that Anthony Edwards swears that Fire Wings is the best wings out there?
No. What?
Yeah, Anthony Edwards, big Fire Wings fan.
I did not know this. I had never heard. How do I not know this?
That's why we have an insider.
Well, I mean, that is why we have an insider. Yeah. Brendan, how do I do this here? It's out enough to where I think we can talk about it publicly, and I'll just simply ask you to kind of go into detail. We've covered it a couple times this week, so it's not like we're not trying to make a story here, but what are your thoughts on Keon Ellis starting? And then try to walk us through, if you can, Mike Brown's reticence, at least that he's explained publicly, to not messing with the lineups.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with, I think that Keon has done a really good job, obviously. These two starts, one without Keegan Murray available and the other without Kevin Huerter. Now he's 6-0 as a starter. Four of those come at point guard, two of them at the shooting guard spot. So kind of showing off a little bit of versatility. Defensively, obviously, he brings a decent bit. He plays defense very differently than a guy like Davion Mitchell, for example. Like, Davion is very physical. Keon is more active hands and a whole lot of deflections. And I think it's been pretty helpful for, you know, De'Aaron Fox doesn't have to start on Damian Lillard or on D'Angelo Russell, even though Austin Reeves did well at the start of that game, and alleviate a little bit of pressure. And then offensively is kind of where I've been the most surprised recently. Like, he looks very composed. I don't know if it's just me. He looks like a vet out there sometimes. He looks very calm and poised. But I do think there are still some things to work through. He's had a handful of fouls in these last two games. Sometimes the handle can be a little bit questionable. And I think that there's a level of chemistry with this starting group that is easy to overlook. But last year, that lineup was very successful. The De'Aaron Fox, Kevin Huerter, Harrison Barnes, Keegan Murray, Domantas Sabonis. And I think that they've done pretty well numbers-wise throughout the course of this season as well. And I think a lot of Mike Brown's logic there, because he has very much denied the idea of doing that, at least in the immediate future, of starting Keon Ellis in place of whether that be Kevin Hurd or Harrison Barnes, even Keegan Murray or anything like that. And it's similar to the logic he's used with Malik Monk of, you know, I like that starting group, and we can still find ways to play Keon. You know, it's probably easier for Kevin Herter, for example, to get a rhythm or attempt to get a rhythm with that starting group that he's very accustomed to than taking him out, putting him in a different unit compared to Keon already being used to playing that sort of role. And if Kevin isn't cutting it, you know, Coach said, not specifically about Kevin, but if they feel like they need to make an early change, that they can very much do that. There's still no reason Keon can't play 20 to 25 minutes a night if the game justifies that. So I do think there's an aspect of just, you know, with Kevin Herter seems to be the one a lot of people would think about, which makes sense. But I don't think that you necessarily want to mess with your shooter's head very much. And maybe that's a lame reason, but I think that we've seen him have success with that starting group before, and it's easier to just make changes throughout the game, I think, is Mike's logic, than maybe making some drastic change to the starting group that you've had for a year and a half, almost 2 years now.
Brendan Noonan is joining us here on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline, our Sacktown Sports Kings insider. So if, in fact, Herter comes back and they go to the regular starting lineup that you kind of alluded to, and Keon's probably done enough, I would think, to earn some more minutes in the rotation. How do you think they will do that, though, Brendan, with the fact that, yeah, Keon, you've got Davion, you certainly have Malik. That's three guards in a backcourt that also features Fox as a starter. How do you think they get those minutes dispersed?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that they really had been doing it prior to these last two, where obviously there were some injuries mixed in there, was it kind of came at the cost of Chris Duarte's minutes. And it comes with a lot of Keon playing the three. You see a lot of lineups of Fox, Monk, and Keon Ellis out there. Or when Fox sits, you see Davion Mitchell, Malik Monk, and Keon Ellis. Or they can run Keon at the point sometimes as well. So I think that's another one of the positives of Keon Ellis, is you can kind of play him in a couple different positions. And it's probably going to be like 15 minutes a night or something we're talking about here. Like, I keep thinking that, you know, at some point he's going to have a rough game here. And that's been my thought going into the last two. But again, I've been really impressed with how poised he is. Like I said, he looks like a vet to me. The way that he's, you know, coming off these dribble handoffs and recognizes the guys going under the screen and just pulling it super confident. He's knocking down the threes. He's attacking closeouts and finding shooters. So I do still think I'm expecting some growing pains, but you know, it might not take too many more experienced-looking performances for me to shake that.
Well, you go back to Houston just three games ago, and he had 0 points in 18 minutes. You go back to Minnesota, he had 2 points in 19 minutes. And by the way, he had 7 assists, and I understand with 4 steals that, like, that's not – scoring is not the thing with Keon Ellis. It's almost like a bonus. But we talk about stability. You did a great job, I think, explaining and walking us through Mike Brown's thought process. I guess the question is this, you know, does it matter who started the season? Does it matter who the rotations have been? Does the continuity, and I'm asking your opinion now, matter? If you got a guy that is clearly, as he has been for the last few games, clearly numbers show it, I know you know those numbers better than anyone when Keon Ellis is on the floor versus off. And you've got a guy in Kevin Herter who's been struggling with his shot here and there, and that teams have begun to hunt on defense. Is that just coach being stubborn, or do you agree with the logic behind it?
I'm a little torn. I do think that I feel like Kevin's strengths are getting overlooked because of his weakness, which is understandable. And I've been surprised at how much he's really gotten targeted throughout, really post All-Star break, it feels like. Not that it never happened before, but
what are Kevin's strengths? I'm sorry, Brendan. Let me interrupt just so before. No, yeah, give us, in your opinion, what are Kevin Herter's strengths, just so we know what we're talking about here?
I think he's a perfect complementary offensive piece to De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis. Two guys that thrive getting into the paint. And a big part of Sacramento's offense is also playing fast. And Kevin Herter's biggest strengths are his three-point shooting, obviously. Even when that shot is not going down, he's going to get treated like the elite three-point shooter that he is. He provides really good spacing. And the other thing I always make sure to mention with him is the pace, not only in the open court in transition, but in the half court. Like, Kevin Herter is sprinting through all of his actions. I think he's a really smart cutter. I mean, you guys will remember all the times with Buddy Hield where he's getting defended in the way of a that you would defend a shooter, and it's like, dude, just cut back door every once in a while. I think Kevin Herter is really good at that. He's a good cutter. He creates a lot of space, and I think overall he's a good decision maker on offense. So I think that he's a great complementary piece offensively, and even when shots aren't going down, he still provides that.
You think is he good to go tomorrow, to your knowledge, or what's his status?
Yeah, not really sure on that one at the moment. We got to practice a little bit later today around noon, that hopefully we'll get an update, and kind of curious to check in on Sasha a little bit too, who had been getting some shots up but not participating in practices yet.
How about Keon?
Not Keon. Trey as well.
Yeah, Trey. That's a And any update on Trey?
No, yeah, we got nothing at the current moment, but hopefully a little later today.
And as Brandon Nunes joins us, Trey would be huge for this matchup. As we were talking specifically about the Knicks, Brandon, holding three opponents in a row under 80, held the Blazers under 100 last night. They're a game ahead of the Kings record-wise. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Isaiah Hartenstein. I've been saying all week, I hate this matchup. I do not expect the Kings to win, and I really, really hope I'm wrong. Talk me down from the ledge or agree with me. How do you see these two teams matching up going into this game?
Yeah, I mean, it is one of those that I do have some concerns about. You know, I think of the recent losses that really stood out to me are the Miami and Houston ones, two super physical teams that kind of just junk up the game defensively. And that's the name of the game, really, for the New York Knicks. You know, they got a solid defense, obviously extremely physical out there, which I'm curious to see how Sacramento deals with. And on the other end, they find ways to be efficient offensively in, like, the ugliest way possible. They don't shoot threes. They finish well from two, and they get a whole lot of offensive rebounds. Now, the Kings are really good at limiting opposing offensive rebounds. I think that's going to be a big part of this matchup. But I am curious about the physicality and also interested to see how many shots Dante DiVincenzo decides to get up and if there's still any hard feelings there. And I will say, the Kings could really use a Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah, Dante, how he's playing with the Knicks.
For sure.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
What did the last two wins look? I mean, we can go on plenty of frustrating losses on this team, and we've talked about that over the last couple of months. But how about the last two wins, Brendan? The convincing win over the Bucks, and really a Laker team that I thought came in focused, motivated, really engaged in trying to win, and yet the Kings won. What did you feel you got from the Kings in these last two impressive Ws?
Yeah, first of all, I was definitely expecting a motivated Lakers as well. I think the whole 0-9 against Domantas Sabonis thing with Anthony Davis, it wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't aware of that before the previous game, but definitely in the latest. And Domantas Sabonis even joked after the game, like, will you guys stop talking about it? Because you just keep motivating him and just giving him a little extra juice. But I think it's just another example of when the Kings are playing their brand of basketball and playing their style and at their best, they really can compete with anybody. You know, I think this the big thing of their style of basketball is fast, physical, and together. And I think you saw sort of the perfect blend of those three in these recent games. But it's interesting when you hear Harrison Barnes get asked after the Lakers game, similar question to what you guys just presented to me. And Harrison's response is, you know, I don't think we've really had an issue all year getting up for big games. It's kind of been other issues, really. So in a way, this is kind of what we've known this Kings team to do. It's about, can you keep this momentum rolling? But I think the spray threes have definitely been a big topic as of late, and they totally killed it in those two games. They want to get about 40 threes up a game and hope that about 20 of them are going to be sprays, close to, if not hit that marker, in the Milwaukee and LA games.
What's a spray three, Brendan? What's a spray three, just for people listening and me?
Yeah, no problem. It's a term that Mike loves. It's pretty much when a player hits the paint, one of Sacramento's offense players hits the paint and kicks out to shooters. There's multiple ways you can get it. It could be either just that straight up, or even the guy that catches it, attacks a closeout, hits the paint and kicks it out, or an offensive rebound and kicks it out to shooters. But essentially, it's hitting the paint and then kicking out the shooters from there.
We will return to Brendan and the Kings in just a second. We do have breaking news, however. Three-time Defensive Player of the Year, eight-time first-team All-Pro, 10-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, 32-year-old Aaron Donald, and may I add, first ballot Hall of Famer, correct, without a doubt, has announced his retirement. I know he's flirted with that since mm-hmm. they won the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's been the rumor. But here we go. He announces his retirement, Jason, 32 years old. We'll get back to Kings and talk about this a little bit more, but just real quick, are you surprised? I feel like I'm a little surprised at 32, and he's still so dominant.
Yeah, but if he hadn't given us the breadcrumbs before, mm-hmm. it's not stunning, but it's still a little surprising that it's now when he's deciding to do it.
That is a huge blow to the Rams and a big loss for the NFL, but good luck to him. And
yes,
we'll obviously talk a lot about that, as I'm sure Stiles and Watkins will, later on today. Brendan Nunes joining us, Sacktown Sports Kings Insider. Brendan, Jason, I've been kind of having fun with this. Well, maybe not fun, but interestingly enough, I think by far the most quirky, weird stat of this matchup. And I don't know if you've done a dive at all into Josh Hart, who is 6'4", 215 pounds, had 15 rebounds last night, has two 19-rebound triple-doubles this month. The guy is averaging, for the month of March, over 13 rebounds a game. That absolutely blew me away. And now all of a sudden, we're looking at as one of the keys of this game, in addition to the physicality and getting the offense off, is whoever's checking Josh Hart needs to box out, dude.
Yeah, I mean, nobody on Sacramento's defense is going to be able to fall asleep when it comes to rebounding. You know, there's Josh Hart there. I think that Hartenstein is pretty successful in that aspect. Yep. Dante DiVincenzo does it as well. There was a game, I don't remember if it was last year or year prior. I want to say it was last year, that the Kings actually won, but the Knicks had a ridiculous amount of offensive rebounds, and Josh Hart was a big part of it. And Mike Brown came out to his press conference looking to prove a point to his team of, we have to be better. Hmm. Despite the win, he was not happy with that performance. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to make sure that everybody's locked in, and I think being on a string defensively at times has been a weakness, but it has been a strength in these last two games, and it's definitely going to be important when it comes to making sure a shot goes up, finding everybody, Josh Hart specifically, and making sure to keep him off the glass.
Let me look here. The Kings beat him 122-117.
I think that was a home game, if I remember right.
It was a home game last year. The New York Knicks had 35 rebounds.
Uh-huh. Oof.
23 offensive rebounds.
That's absurd.
To the Kings 6.
Now I know why Mike said it.
Oh, God. Yeah. That just gave me shivers. Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Brendan, they're to the spot right now that they wanted to get to, is at least, right, to avoid the play-in. Doesn't mean they're going to stay there, because we've seen this jumble all over the place the last couple days. So they're in sole possession of 6th. With maybe goals of climbing. What else would you think this team needs to do in the last, 17 to kind of reach those goals?
Yeah, I mean, I really think it's as simple as consistency. You know, they're a tough evaluation for that reason. It's tough to figure out on a night-to-night basis what sort of performance you're going to really get. And, you know, I do keep coming back to, I think that De'Aaron Fox is the one that sets the tone for this team. Like, Domantas Sabonis is extremely consistent. De'Aaron has a little bit more variance night to night. And I think that the energy that he provides on both ends of the floor really does, like I said, set the tone for his teammates. And more often than not, if he's the best player on the floor, I think the Kings can find a way to win that game. And I think that he's good enough to be capable of doing that on most nights. So I think trying to find some consistency from those guys is big, and Keegan definitely falls into that as well. Being a little bit more aggressive in getting his own offense, I think, could be valuable. But really, I need De'Aaron to have good games. Domas is going to do that, in my mind, do what he does on a nightly basis. And give me one of Malik Monk or Kevin Herter and one of Harrison Barnes or Keegan Murray on a night, and I feel like the Kings got a good chance.
Criminy on a cracker, man. Josh Hart had 8 of those offensive rebounds last year off the bench. He played 32 minutes. He had 9 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, three steals on 3 of 4, 1 of 1 behind the arc. Again, 32 minutes. Okay, I'm changing my mind on everything. I don't even care about Jalen Brunson at this point. Can we just honestly, like, double-team Josh Hart the entire game? Let somebody else beat – let Jalen Brunson beat you, dude. Josh Hart apparently is an MVP candidate, and I completely forgot.
And the threes that come after offensive rebounds are killers. The Kings call them dagger threes.
Why aren't those spray threes?
Different term. The same thing.
What the hell?
They're dagger – I guess dagger sprays.
Dagger sprays?
Yeah. You got to know the terms.
Under both. Yeah. They qualify under both. It's funny, though. I think Dante DiVincenzo and Josh Hart are, like, the ideal outcomes and, you know, probably too optimistic, definitely too optimistic outcomes for Keon Ellis and Colby Jones, you know. Oh. So these are guys that were not viewed extremely highly coming out of the draft, specifically more so Josh Hart, and just gritty players that focus on a lot of the details that – are extremely valuable. The Knicks are a good example of how important it is to have high caliber role players.
Mm. Nice.
Did you know the Knicks are favored, or excuse me, the Kings are favored by 7.5 in this game? Does that surprise you, Brendan?
7.5. It, like, does surprise me.
Isn't that ridiculous? Like, I'm honestly scared that something, like, is there somebody hurt with New York we don't know about? did they have food poisoning? I don't know. But going into this, you know, we've been looking at the Vegas lines lately, not because, you know, we're putting money on it, but just to kind of see if Vegas has picked up at all on the Kings' consistent inconsistencies over the last few weeks. If they were able to beat New York, and that's on the heels of the Lakers, on the heels of the Bucks, kind of alluding to what Jason was talking about earlier. But to take it a step further, in your mind, have they turned the corner? Would that tell you, you know what, they've turned the corner and let's go kick some grizzly butt?
I might need to see the Grizzlies win too. That's where I'm at with this team. You know, I need to see it for a little longer. I don't think they've had many extended win streaks this season. I want to say they have a 6-game, a 4-game, and a 3-game, and 2-3 games. And outside of that, they hadn't won 2 games in a row, or more than 2 games in a row, excuse me, this season. So it's going to take me a while to shake off the inconsistencies.
Yeah. Too many starts and stops.
That is true. Yeah. You know, I agree with him. Yeah. You got to beat the Grizzlies.
Right.
You go out and you win, because that would be Kings-ish. They win these 3 games in a row and then poop against the Grizzlies. Poop mouth.
Yes. Fish. None of that.
No, none of that. Oh, that was your question, Jason. I'm sorry. Look, I do have one thing I want to get to when it comes to, you know, we talked about the starting lineup. We talked about the place in the standings, the consistent inconsistencies. By the way, Josh Hart, since that's kind of what this whole thing's about here, apparently, Josh Hart is making $13 million this year. But he is signed for 4 more years after this. Wow. Just signed a 5-year deal, 18, 19, 21, and then a team option for $22 million. Who knew? Bottom line is this, as we spiral or jump towards the playoffs, Brendan, one narrative we've been kind of trying to fan the flames on is very simply the Kings have shown they can beat anybody in this league and in some cases annihilate them. They've also shown that they can lose to terrible teams. There are no terrible teams in the playoffs. Therefore, do you predict, as we do, that when we hit middle of April and everybody's doing their think pieces and breakdowns, the Sacramento Kings are overwhelmingly going to be the team, at least in the Western Conference, that, quote, nobody wants to face and are the dark horse to make the Western Conference Finals?
You know, I think the thing is that you could say this for about 3 different teams. And I do think the Kings are one of them. I think the Pelicans belong in this category right now. They've been rolling post-All-Star break. And look at the standings. Does anybody really want to see KD, Book, and Beal? No, or, right. You know, I can keep going. Like, Luka and Beal, the Lakers and Warriors, obviously. I mean, I think that those teams, I'm at the point where, yes, they have elite players with a lot of postseason experience. I feel better about the Kings and some of these other teams, specifically the Pelicans in the postseason, than I would about the Lakers and Warriors. And maybe I'll look stupid for that in due time, but that's where I'm currently at with how they've been performing. And I do think Kings and Pelicans do kind of belong in that conversation. They're playing hard, and I don't know what to make of the, they do play well against good teams. De'Aaron Fox joked after, I believe, the Houston loss that, you know, exactly what you said, Dave, there are no bad teams in the playoffs, and maybe that'll help them. But I don't know what to make of it. You know, it's a different game where scouting gets taken to another level. Is Sacramento's zone defense that they've been playing a lot, can that get picked apart in the postseason? I know Mike Brown doesn't even love playing zone. This is the most he's played zone throughout the course of his NBA career, and they're often going to it when their man defense isn't working for pick and roll coverage. So the Kings still do have a lot of questions that I'm curious how they will get picked apart in a postseason series, but I do think they and the Pelicans are probably the two teams that you don't want anything to do with. And, you know, the right matchups, the Western Conference Finals, I don't think is out of the picture. You know, there's a year that Portland made a run, and you get the right draws in this Western Conference, I think there's a chance. Now, there's also a world, of course, where they, you know, end up in the play-in and don't even make it to that point. But that's the level of variance that I feel like I'm at with how widely different we've seen this team perform night to night. Yeah.
That's Brendan Nunes. You know, one thing to kind of to your point that Jason and I both agreed on, although it's an argument, but when you look at the current state of the Western Conference play-in with the Suns, Mavs, Lakers, and Warriors, that's Beal, Durant, Booker, Irving, Luka, AD, LeBron, Clay, Dre, and Steph Curry. There's actually more all-star caliber talent and bigger names in the Western Conference play-in than the Eastern Conference top six. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
That's where we're at, dude. It's now if only there was relegation, right?
Yeah,
right,
exactly. Right,
Brendan?
I think that, you know, long-term NBA this season is Boston, I kind of think, is on another level. And it wouldn't surprise me if whoever makes it out the West is pretty beat up by the time they play Boston.
Yeah that's a slaughterhouse right there. That's Brendan Nunes, Sacramento Kings insider for Sacktown Sports, your home of the Kings. Read him, follow him on Twitter. That is the best coverage of the Kings you will find anywhere. Appreciate you, brother. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Take care. JR's on hold. That's a good thing to wait for. Also, when we get back, what to watch. And celebrity birthdays, right? Why in the next segment? Because we've got Friday fun and games coming up in the final segment. Sit back, relax, enjoy the last half hour right here on Sacktown Sports.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140
on Sacktown Sports.
Celebrity birthdays in a moment. JR right now. Good morning, JR, on a beautiful Friday.
Buenos dias, amigos.
I take it back. It's not a beautiful Friday. Can the wind chill, please? I'm not even allergy guy. And I'm
it's
sneezing.
A gorgeous Friday.
But the wind needs to just calm down.
Yeah, it does. There's a lot of stuff floating around that we're all breathing in and choking up. I also just took a bong rip. We're all good. Yeah. Hey, you know, one thing with Kevin Herter, he's never going to let you down. He's never going to turn around and desert you.
Great point.
That's a great point.
The only way he's going to desert you is give you a nice red velvet cake. But let's talk more about how we swept the Lakers.
Let's
talk about that.
Yes.
Let's talk. It isn't ironic we didn't play them in the in-season tournament. I just think that's a little bit ironic. See there, how they didn't have us in our bracket. Why? Why did that happen?
Conspiracy. CD?
Yeah, they're the
100%. 100%.
Yeah, they're the in-season champions.
They're afraid.
Yeah.
They are, right? We're the linear champions from, 2015, Jay Ross, I think?
Perpetual.
Yeah.
Perpetual. They didn't want any part of that. But it's the great Kings fan, Katy Perry, that once says, we're coming at you like a dark horse. 100%. We're coming in. We're dominating. You guys make my life better. Great show. Bye-bye.
Like a wrecking ball. What happened there?
Came in like a dark horse? I missed that in the library.
Yeah.
Celebrity birthdays brought to you by Crumble Cookies. JR is always a treat, much like a birthday. It's meant to be spent with family and friends, and nothing brings family and friends together better than Crumble Cookies. Yeah, they're so good.
Happy birthday, guys, to Fabio.
Nunez.
Fabio.
Just Fabio.
Oh, just, Fabio. Fabio.
The guy that got hit by the bird.
That's the long-haired guy.
Yeah.
He is, he's actually older than you'd think. He's 70.
I think he's even older than that. I think he's 72.
Carmichael Day with a win, 65.
Wow. Fabio.
Happy birthday to Will I Am.
Will I Am.
William.
I'm going to say he's 50 today.
44.
Carmichael Day for the win. 49 for Will I Am.
Why does Fabio look like Will Ferrell's dad? Sorry.
All right. Let's go. More music legends. We're going to call them legends. Brett Michaels.
Oh, every rose has its unskinny bop.
Yes. There you go.
Brett Michaels, Rock of Love. First show my daughter, my sister. My sister ever produced. Rock of Love with Brett Michaels. That's a flex. That's a plug. He is 61.
He's 66.
He's not.
We have a correct answer.
Oh, he might be.
And he is 61. Carmichael Dave, 3-0 right now.
Look at that. It's a boat flap.
It's boat flapping right now. But do you know the age of Dee Snider?
I know the age of Dee.
Dee Snider?
Yeah, Dee Snider.
Twisted Sista.
Correct.
Dee Snider's 71 today.
He is 68.
Christopher Laud for the win, 69.
Nice.
Nice.
Happy birthday to another music legend. We got some gems today. Mark McGrath.
Oh. Every Friday there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four post. Yeah, he is 50.
Kermit?
51.
Carmichael Day back on the board, 56.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Eva Longoria.
Oh, another music legend.
Yes.
She's 50.
No, she's 46.
Oh!
Carmichael Day for the win, 49.
Oh, wow. It's a boat walk.
You know, she was one of the producers of the John Wick movies.
Was she really?
Yeah. And Rock of Love. Happy birthday, Harold Baines.
Oh, Harry Baines. Harold Baines is 64.
62.
Carmichael Day for the win, 65.
Mm. Wow.
Happy birthday, Kevin Youkilis.
Oh, I got this one.
Oh, go with ahead. Confidence.
He is 44.
I'll say 45.
Okay. We have an exact answer. And it's Carmichael Dave. Yes.
It's my day.
Happy birthday.
Love you, Dad.
I forgot about the leap year.
Jabari Parker, former King.
Jabari Parker is 41.
He is 40.
Chris for the win. Jabari Parker's 29.
Wait, I was thinking Jabari Smith.
Ah.
Wrong Jabari.
Happy birthday, Kareem Abdul-Jabari.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Judd Hirsch from Taxi.
Is he still with
us? He's still with us.
Wow, good for Judd. 80.
Bruce's brother.
5.
81.
Carmichael Day for the win, 89 for Judd Hirsch.
Yeah,
and lastly, happy birthday, Lil Dicky.
Oh, yeah, Lil Dicky. Yeah, not so Lil anymore. Lil Dicky's 40.
He is, no, he's 35.
Christopher Laud for the win, 36. Wow. You want to say 36.
Noted Lil Dicky fan,
yes.
Christopher Laud.
I mean, if I was a big a fan as Watkins, I would have got it right on the number.
That's a great point right there. Shout out to Chris Watkins, who will join us next, along with Alan Stiles, for Friday Fun and Games.
Yay!
Brought to you by UCLA. Okay. Cool. Yeah, you're wearing the sweatshirt.
Yeah.
More of all that coming up right now.
We have finally made it to Friday.
Let's end your week the right way with Friday Fun and Games.
On the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Alan says $100 million versus 6 months in jail, 5 shots out of 10 on the green
at
Sawgrass.
We changed it to 3.
We changed it to 3. I'm sorry. You're right.
Soft hands.
He said without real hesitation, I'll do it.
Chris said no right away, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. With three?
Three.
Yeah, no, I don't want to spend any time
in jail.
It's not prison.
You're away from.
Thank you.
You're going to regret those words.
You're away from your partner.
And it's in Nebraska. It's a Nebraska jail, too.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's in Sarpy County jail. I've been in that jail. That's the one jail I was in.
Go Cornhuskers.
It's fine. Yeah, go. That's fine.
I think we might have a tougher time. In Nebraska?
What?
Come on.
I don't understand.
The Cornhuskers?
I dance with wolves.
Yeah, that's why. And that's why.
Hold on. Let me find the eject button. And Friday fun and games.
Okay. We're going to play this game today. It's called the bonus round of Password. So we've done Password before. Just the bonus round, Dave. Everybody can flip over their sheets. So we got six different games here. Dave, you're playing game one with Chris as your partner, Christopher Laud. And Allen, Styles, and Watkins make sense that they're a team.
Yeah, they're a team.
No, sure. No.
So it's in like game one, I'm giving you guys the letters
Thank
you to help
for
you
providing
out.
That.
Yeah. So, Dave,
really
there are letters just to let everybody else know. And you see game one on your sheet there?
Game one, yeah. A, B, C, D, E, F.
A through J.
Yeah.
And the following page, you see those words. Don't say them out loud.
Okay.
But you're going to have a minute to get Chris to guess those words. Right?
Uh-huh.
On the next, you can look at the next page if you want.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm trying to be not cheaty so he can.
Right.
It's Christopher Laud. That's right.
Yeah, he can't see it.
I've got a paper here that you gave me.
As he's showing
Yeah, but he's got, you have game three.
Okay. That's game three. Right. It looks a lot like game one.
No, does it say?
No. Okay, I got it. Yeah.
God, Chris is struggling today, man.
So, anyway, Dave, you can only give one word clue. So if it was.
Nipple.
Okay, then Chris would have to guess, off of each letter. And if Chris, if you're not comfortable because you have a minute to say pass,
you
can circle back around.
If I give the one word clue and he doesn't get it, I can follow up with another one word clue. Okay.
And either one of you can pass to move on to the next one.
And no rhyming, right?
I don't know. We're just going to go with it. All right, Chris.
What are the letters for?
This is what he has to give the clues for, A through J.
Okay, and I'm going in order here.
Gotcha.
All right,
so Chris, start the clock now.
Navy.
Blue.
Air Force.
Army.
Correct. Ride.
Bus.
Pedals.
Bike.
Music.
That was correct, by the way.
Yeah.
Music. Cymbal.
Live.
Concert.
Good.
Correct. Cry.
Dead.
Prince.
Prince. Dying?
Soap.
There you go.
Prince, soap. Dove.
Correct.
Right, nice.
Clothes. No.
Everything?
Penguin.
Emperor.
Correct.
Nice.
Second.
First.
Correct. Wrath.
God.
Of.
Okay, there you go. Did not complete the 10, but there you go. Game one is done.
This is not easy.
Game two. Allen, you're giving clues to Chris. How many did you guys get?
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. You got 1 minute as well.
I see.
Your letters are K through T for game two.
I gotcha.
All right.
I got it.
And you see how to do it?
And they got 9?
No, no. 6.
Or 9. I mean, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. So start the clock now.
Soccer.
Field.
Know your letters.
Leg.
Yeah. Kick.
There you go.
Short.
Long.
Correct.
Buff.
Muscle.
Correct.
Okay.
Move on to the next one.
November.
You're on to O.
Drake.
October.
Yes.
Spiky.
Porcupine.
Nice.
Done.
Quit.
Yes.
Noodles.
Ramen.
Yes.
Slumber.
Sleep.
Champion.
Trophy.
Boom, baby.
Wow.
Did you get?
Not the, we got
we
had to skip one.
Well,
we
not
nine.
Slumber was not correct.
Oh. He said sleep, I thought.
I did say
yeah.
sleep.
What's the word?
Sweep.
Good though.
Good. Dang good. It.
How many did they get?
I think we'll give them eight.
Eight?
Yeah. Well,
that's
well done.
That's not counting slumber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, not for nothing. It was muscles.
Oh. Mm. All right, Chris, we're live.
By the way, hey, Chris, did you catch the whole letter thing? Because I didn't. Now I got it.
Yeah.
The first one I didn't.
Okay, I got
yeah,
it
so
now.
That's why I gave you the letter.
Yeah,
to
you're
follow.
Right. You Sorry, explained it right. I'm just an idiot. Okay.
Same. All right, game three is Chris Verlod giving two, Carmichael Dave, letters B through K. So, Dave, you follow your chart. Yep. That should help you, Chris. You give your clues. Go.
Good.
Bye.
Sad.
Bright. What? Sad. Good.
Michael Jackson.
Bad.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Salad.
Croutons.
Yes.
November.
December.
Correct.
Almonds.
Pass.
Okay, so you're moving on.
Chevy. Yeah.
Ford.
Yes.
Present.
Gift.
Yes.
Bigfoot?
Oh, damn it. Pass, but I'll get it.
Drawings.
Drawings.
You passed the letter I.
I passed the letter I. I don't know. Pass.
Okay. Puzzle.
That right. H. Hold on. I got screwed. I screwed myself there because of the H. I can't stop thinking about the H. Please don't tell me. It's not a Yeti. It's not a Bigfoot. It's not Harry and the Hendersons.
It's Harry.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be one word clues, but we're going
My bad.
That. All right, so now game four.
I was going to say Bigfoot, and then when you guess, I was going to say Henderson.
I got
so
you.
Far, Team Styles and Watkins is outshining
I got
you guys.
They are.
But we'll see what happens at game four. Chris Watkins to Alan. Alan, you see your chart. You've got E through N.
Yeah.
All right, 1 minute. Go.
Late.
Early.
Correct.
Spoon.
Fork.
Correct.
Space.
Garage.
Don't overthink
buoyancy.
It.
You can pass if you
floating.
Want.
Still on that letter. Pass. We'll skip. Laundry.
Hamper.
Correct.
Photograph.
Image.
Correct.
Summer.
June. July.
Correct.
Popcorn.
Kettle.
Navy.
That was a tough one.
Skip. Upper.
Lower.
Correct.
Cow.
Moo.
Milk.
Ah, moo.
You were stuck on gravity.
Oh.
Gravity and kernel was the other one.
Kernel.
The last one was milk, and you still had number.
So how does this work now?
So now we have a game five and a game six. I'm going to ask you, Dave, do you want to give for game five to Chris or Chris to you?
Chris, do you have a preference? Because I truly don't.
I will give you the...
All right, I will receive.
Hello. So, Chris, I need you to come in to get game five.
Okay.
These are letters J through S.
Got it.
Letters J.
All right.
Let me make sure that's right.
Give it to me, Chris.
J through S. Okay.
Give me J through S.
And you guys can think who's...
Right through
we already
S.
Know.
All right.
We already know.
You already know.
Right through the S.
J through S. All right, you guys are going to do well here on this last one. 10 in a minute. Let's see if we can do it. Chris, you ready?
He had to turn his mic on.
Hop.
Hop, jump.
Yes.
Tie.
Not.
Yes.
Truth.
Lie.
Yes.
E.
What?
E.
E.
Look at your letters.
F.
Box.
Pass.
Okay. Doctor.
Nurse.
Yes.
In.
Out.
Yes.
Drive.
Park.
Yes.
Stuck.
Stuck? Give me another one.
Deadly.
Deadly.
With a letter Q.
One more? Pass.
Pitfall.
Quicksand.
Yes.
This is...
Nope.
K. Kiss.
Kiss?
Yes.
Rub.
So you missed out on mail.
Son of, what was the clue again?
E and box.
All right, so wait, you got one, two, box. Three, four, five.
Why would you say
six,
female?
Seven. You got 7 out of 10. Who's you're doing it? Okay.
Alan wants to give.
All right, Chris.
Yes.
They got 7.
Chris is receiving.
I think you guys already won, but for an unofficial win, we'll see what you can do. Your letters are L through U for the finale. Mm. L through U.
We're getting them all.
Okay.
Give it some.
Go.
Early.
Late.
Correct.
Day.
Man.
January.
Month.
Correct.
Chain.
Next word.
Jewelry.
Necklace.
Yes.
Circle.
Oval.
Correct.
Dog.
Puppy. Pet.
Hand. Skip. Test.
Quiz.
Yep.
Pizza. Condiment.
Ranch.
Yes.
Check. Car. Check. Car. Check. Pass. Yoga.
Teacher.
Flame.
Ah. It was smog check.
Hey,
smog.
Hey, what was Q for mine?
Oh, you got it right. Quicksand.
Oh, quicksand. Yeah. Yeah.
He was paw.
Yeah.
So I said dog and hand or foot. I guess her feet.
Right. Yeah. I don't think so.
And then it was tantrum yoga.
I've never done this before. Yeah. I've never done this before.
Difficult?
I want a rematch.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
We smoked you.
I wouldn't say you smoked us. I'd say you
pretty convincing.
You puffed us. You didn't, there was no smoking going on. There was a light puffing going on.
I think we lit the beam.
I didn't know the alphabet. I didn't, my own fault.
Can we cut that? Can we cut that?
I didn't know the alphabet.
It is tough.
Aaron Donald retires.
He did.
And
he did.
Did you know one of 7 remaining players in the NFL with 2 first names? Aaron and Donald. Did you name the other 6?
Is that a fact?
Probably not. All right. So for everybody, I'm me. Thanks to Jason. Thanks to Chris. Light the beam. Screw the Knicks. Bye-bye now.